Fiona, you're very welcome to the show. Thanks for joining me in studio.
Thank you so much. It's great to be here. Really appreciate the opportunity to speak to you about the project.
No problem. I'm delighted to have you here. It's lovely to have you in studio. So we're going to talk about this project, and it's a platform that aims to help workers and employers, I suppose, prepare for the future of work, really, is the gist of it. So talk us through, first of all, how it all came about.
Yeah, so this project is called Reshape. So it's Regional Skills Horizons and Pathways to Employment. It's a project that is led by MTU, the Kerry campus here in Tralee, and we're collaboration with Technological University of the Shannon, based in the Midlands, and also the University of Limerick. So the project is actually co-funded by the Government of Ireland and the European Union through the European Just Transition Fund. So we actually got funding of this project back in mid-2024, and the project officially kicked off in September 24. So I suppose the whole kind of context of the European Just Transition Fund, it's a European, I suppose, initiative, and it's really to help regions across Europe in just transition. So moving away from, I suppose, carbon intensive practices to more kind of carbon neutral practices. So in terms of Ireland and the context of the Reshape project, it's looking at the Midlands region in Ireland at the moment, and it's looking at how we can support that region from transitioning away from the carbon-intensive practices, so the likes of peat extraction and the use of peat as an energy source. Mm-hmm. So I suppose that's kind of the context and where the funding came from. So it's a 4 million euro project that is, as I said, kicked off in 24. There's two main aspects of the project. The first is skills and delivering training opportunities, so fully funded training opportunities for learners in the Midlands. So as I mentioned, it's about that movement away from industries that would have been there in the past to more kind of diversifying to other areas of strength within regions. So it's upskilling individuals in those areas. And then the other piece of the project, the other pillar of the project, is the Reshape Skills Platform. So that's what really I'm here to speak to you about today. And it's a really, really exciting part of the project.
Yeah, it sounds great. And tell us a little bit about that pillar of the project, I suppose, and why it's so important, maybe, or how people can benefit from it.
Yeah. So I suppose the Reshape Skills Platform itself, it kind of stemmed from another project that we lead at MTU called Ready, and that's the Rethinking Engineering Education Ireland project. And that was funded by the Higher Education Authority through the Human Capital Initiative Pillar 3 mechanism back in 2020. So that particular project is a collaboration between ourselves and MTU and Kerry Campus and the University of Limerick as well. And as part of that project, we were, I suppose, supported to look at how we could be more agile and innovative in responding to industry skills needs regionally and nationally. So one of the aspects out of that project was a couple of things. I suppose one of the key things was it really supported higher education across regions to work together to meet skills needs of enterprise regionally and nationally. So that was really important for us in terms of we had very strong collaborations with other HEIs across Ireland for that. And that's really how the collaboration kicked off for Reshape. But one of the key things we did as part of that project was look at career pathway planning, and specifically in engineering and in the flagship programme we have up in MTU Kerry campus, our BEng honours in mechanical and manufacturing engineering, and how you can understand someone coming into that programme, a student coming in, how they can map their skills to industry needs and to jobs that are out there in the industry. So that was at a very high level, kind of basic, back when we started the Ready project, to look to see, right, how can we do that? How can technology enable that, that kind of a platform to help students see where their career trajectory might be? Mm-hmm. So from that then, when the Reshape opportunity came up, we said, right, well, this is an amazing opportunity to develop a platform to actually look at this in a larger scale for a region that's transitioning. So that's really where it came about. And the platform looks at, I suppose, a number of different modules. The first one is from a user or an individual's perspective. So if I'm looking for a new job, or if I'm looking to, you know, look for a different career within the organization I'm in, how the platform can help me on that journey. The other piece then is around the employer. So from an employer perspective, how they could look and see, right, well, of the skills and the people I have in my organization, where is the organization going? What skills may we need in the future? Mm-hmm. And how can I identify the right training opportunities for my people to get them to the next level and ultimately get the organization to the next level? The other part of the platform then, and I can speak about these in a little bit more detail, but just to give you kind of the kind of holistic view of the platform, mm-hmm. there's the individual, there's the employer, because these all connect and it's really important, the ecosystem piece. So there's the individual, the employer, and they've also got the training provider, because that's the key piece. As I mentioned, the other project we're involved in, Ready, is how higher education, now training providers, respond to skills needs of individuals and skills needs of enterprise and skills needs of regions. And it's very complex. And generally speaking, you know, you might have skills audits, or you might look at skills needs in a region at a point in time. But by the time you actually respond to that need and you've programs out, mm-hmm. there can be quite a lag. So what we're looking in Reshape is to develop a technology that will allow that data to be collected on a real-time basis. So from the training provider, you can see that when you understand people's skills gaps, enterprise's skills gaps, and then that feeds into the bigger picture. Training providers then can be more responsive in terms of meeting skills needs. But then also from a regional insights perspective, you can see what skills gaps you have within regions as well. So that's really important from a policy point of view as well, regionally and nationally. So I suppose from an individual side, where this is really important, you could go onto the platform. It's reshape.ie. Now, at the moment, the platform is live and is active for users in the Midlands, but we aim to scale the platform to the Southwest and to Kerry later this year and into 2027. So a user would go on, or an individual, they go onto the platform, they'd have their CV, they'd create an account, they upload their CV. It can be a pretty basic CV. And within a couple of moments, the system ingests or takes in that CV. And what it does is it maps that person's skills using a skills taxonomy or a skills framework that's built into the system. And that's the ESCO skills framework. It's the European Skills Classification Occupations Qualifications Framework. And that's a framework of 13,000 skills across 3,000 occupations. And the system, when it takes in the person's CV, it analyses that CV and it maps that CV to these skills. And then what it does is within a couple of minutes, it's very, very quick, very easily used interface. And then it presents the user back with this really, really lovely visualization of their skills. And it breaks it down into soft skills, which is, you know, like the people skills, communication, into kind of technical skills, also into languages. So it kind of uses that ESCO skills framework as the basis. And essentially in the background of the platform, AI then is generating the matches and it presents this back to the user. So at that stage, the user has this lovely skills map of what they have. And then at that point, then they can also, what's really, really nice about this, and a question we get a lot is it only as good as the information that's put into it? So yeah. If the CV doesn't have certain things, is that, you know, the end of the line for that before you go to the next step? That's not the case at all. So you can actually customize as well. Mm-hmm. So, which is really, really helpful. So if the skills there, and it's, I suppose the way that the platform presents the information back to a user, it's really easily understood and it's quite visual. So you can see if, well, maybe I'm missing some skills there in the soft skill side, you can automatically, very, very quickly add them into your profile and that'll update. And I suppose the next step then is once you've got that piece done, and actually what's really, really nice about the platform as well and the way that we've set it up is that, you know, in some CVs, a lot of people's CVs, you'd have maybe other interests or other hobbies. So we can pull that data in as well and can map it to skills. So for example, if you're heavily involved in your local GA club or volunteering, it'll pull in things like, you know, maybe leadership, volunteering, influencing, and it brings in skills that you may not necessarily have called out on your CV. So then when that step is done, then the individual then can create a career goal or a career path. So they can decide, well, you know, if I am an engineer and I want to go into cybersecurity, or if I want to go into, you know, quality or different areas, what's the right path for me? Mm-hmm. And you can also tailor that then depending on, you know, your particular needs. If you want to do a blended, if you want to do it online, if you want to do it full time, if you want, you know, in loads of different ways you can filter this out. And then the system will propose, the AI will propose different pathways for you. So you can then see the journey toward that career goal that you want to get to.
It's fantastic. It's really comprehensive as well. And yeah. It sounds like from what you're saying that it is very easy to use. And as you said, very easy to understand the information, because there's a lot of information in there. But it's important, as you said, that the user can understand, I suppose, and they can see exactly, as you said, the skills they have, maybe the skills they might be missing, and where they could potentially take those skills and how they could use them, which is amazing.
It is. It's really important for us when we were designing this. It, you know, it had to be very visual. You had to be able to, because there's so much data that your CV is being mapped to, we wanted to present that back to the individual in a really user-friendly way so that they could understand it and that they could edit it as they went along as well. And I suppose the nice part there, when you go on to the employer part, the employer can actually, what they can do is they can invite their employee. So the employee has the, you know, they have the decision whether to join into the employer once they're invited. But the employer then can actually understand the skills needs. Then once the individuals within the organisation do the skills audit, the employer then can see that overarching view of the skills they have in their organisation. And potentially if there's critical skill gaps, that they can then transfer people into those roles maybe when they go on the right career path. Yeah.
That's brilliant. And I was going to ask you about that as well, because that kind of skills audit, it's so important, isn't it, Fiona? Because I think, you know, when we look into ourselves, I suppose we all kind of know maybe the main top three skills that we're good at, you know. But as you said, there might be other skills that you're using in different capacities that you actually aren't even aware that you have. And it's a great way to identify, I suppose, your strengths and weaknesses from a personal point of view. But that skills gap when it comes to organisations and regions actually as well is hugely important.
It's massively important. And I suppose you only have to look at, like the National Skills Strategy for Ireland, you know, we talk about it's something like 60% of people in employment now are still going to be in employment in 2035. And then when you look at a recent report from the expert future group on skills needs, 70% of those in employment, their skills are going to have to change because of the likes of technology and disruptive technology such as AI. So it's really, really important that we do continue to upskill.
Absolutely. It's fantastic. It's really, really interesting as well. You mentioned the use of AI there, I suppose, and obviously the platform uses it as well. Yeah. We hear so much about it, you know, lots of positive things, but there can be negative associations with it as well, I suppose. But this is actually an example of a really practical use of it and how beneficial AI can be when it's used in the right way.
Exactly. We see it in the Reshape project as an enabler. It's a technology enabler. It's really to support individuals in making the right decisions for them. But really, ultimately, the user decides, the system proposes, and then the user decides. And I suppose that is really important when you look at, I suppose, a lot of the kind of talk and a lot of the reports now about, you know, how AI is going to take over our jobs. You know, that is not necessarily the case. There is, I suppose, jobs where there's a lot of, I suppose, repetitive tasks that can be automated and things like that, and they are at risk. But then they also pose an opportunity too for individuals to upskill. And that's really where the likes of the Reshape platform is so important, because it can help you identify areas and ways in which you can upskill, you know. And I suppose for organisations as well, it's about, you know, retaining their employees and keeping their employees engaged. You know, when we talk about, you know, skills mapping and pathways, it's not necessarily always looking for jobs in new organisations. It's about retaining your own talent. And, you know, we hear off so many times that our human capital or our people, they're our biggest asset. So, you know, we really need to be making sure that we continue to upskill our people regionally and nationally. Like, you look at the most recent labour force survey, we have about 16% of adults engaged in lifelong learning at the moment, which is up, I think, 2% from last year, which is fantastic. But we need to keep that going, and we also need to make sure more people are doing it, and also that we're training in the right ways, so, and training in the right things. So that's where the likes of the platform can be really, really beneficial as well, in terms of from a regional perspective and, you know, from a training provider perspective and a policy perspective, to see, right, well, people are looking, or organisations are looking for these skills in these areas, but we don't have programmes to actually meet that need yet. So we can be more responsive and agile then in developing the correct training and opportunities.
Certainly. And I was going to ask you as well what your hopes for the platform were, I suppose, as you look to the future. But I can imagine that's probably a major one of them as well, to, you know, to identify those skills and to, I suppose, respond to the changing nature of the world of work as we look to the future.
Exactly. Yeah. Like, it's very important for us. The current phase we're in at the moment is we are deploying the platform across the Midlands region, and we're actively getting individual skills audits and enterprise skills audits on. But I suppose we're looking as well towards the Southwest region, the Kerry region, to scale the platform towards the end of this year and into next year. And really, I suppose, from our perspective, it's looking at supporting, you know, policy regionally and nationally, like the Kerry Local Economic and Community Plan is very, very clear about what we need to do as a county in terms of upskilling our people, keeping people living and working in the county. And the same from the Southwest Regional Enterprise Plan. It's very, very clear the role that, you know, we have to play in keeping talent within the region.
It certainly is, Fiona. It sounds great. And thanks so much for coming on the show and for talking us through it.
Thank you so much. Thank you for the opportunity.